Hello, folk. It's a while since I last spoke to you. Not a lot happened this week, excepting yesterday I got the nurse came along and gave me the injection for the flu. Apart from that, it's been a quiet week. Things just ambling along nicely. So what I thought I'd do, I thought I'd tell you about a day in the life of Jono. We wake at 6:15 each morning, get a drink of orange juice, which I have during the night, and then get out of bed, detach the night bag from the catheter, and then although it's dark and I don't want to put the light on to wake Mary up, I amble along to a table where I've got the nebulizer, because I'm really in need of it by now. The breathing is very shallow. I can't see the clock, but I can time it. I know if I count 400 gently, that'll be the time necessary. And at that time then I'm all right for the start of the day. I then go along to the bathroom for a wash, brush my teeth and sponge hygienic parts of the catheter, for hygiene reasons of course. Then I return to bed, sit down, have about 10 minutes rest and get my trousers and shirt on. By that time Kathy's around and she comes and helps me with her socks and shoes. I then go downstairs and I find out that she's left me a cup of tea. I take it over to my chair. I've got a small square table, folding table, which I keep with me beside me all day, where I can rest my arms on it and lean forward while I'm listening to the music or the radio. About 8 o'clock, it's breakfast time. And I have 2 pieces of toast, a cup of tea, and then I have a bowl of cereals, and usually a large plum. Then I settle down for the morning, listening to the radio and topic of the day or whatever's going on it. And then sometimes I cross over to the musical part and listen to a classical or the pop. I've still got time for a bit of pop music. About 9 o'clock, it's time for a nebulizer again and get organised on that for about 10 minutes, and I'm right again for another start, which of course is just listening to the radio. There's nothing else I can do. If I walk about I'll get out of breath. I sit there then till about 10, when I have another cup of tea and maybe a biscuit. About 11 o'clock I get my can of beer. That's almost every day, and if it's sunny outside and fairly warm I can take it outside to drink it and thereby get some fresh air, which they're always telling me about. Get sun on my face and get fresh air. After a while I get tired of that, come back in to the radio, and about 12 I have my lunch. Usually a sandwiches of some kind, nothing special. After lunch, about 12:30 or 1 o'clock, I have to get the nebulizer going again as I'm running short of breath. And once I've got that done, I'll settle down again till about 2 o'clock. Then we have another cup of and a biscuit or whatever's going, a bit of cake. Then it's a matter of just sitting around again. It's all sit around and listen to the radio. There's nothing else I can do if I try. I even get out of breath going upstairs to the toilet. And I'm on a chair at that. I've got a chair lift. And I still get out of breath going up to the toilet. Funny. When I get to the top, I get out of the chair and I can't breathe. And I have to call Kathleen to bring the nebulizer up. Poor sauces are in about all over the place. And there I sit there, helpless. It's funny, it's funny old life. But it happens and I've got through it. I return to my seat and sit down and I like it. Classical music, I like to hear it, but as long as it's soft, not that heavy stuff, the banging of the drums and that, I don't like that. I just like the gentle music, and I usually find it, and it's very comforting and easy to listen to. And as I said, I like a bit of pop music now and again. And the other day, Paul wrote to the bloke and asked him to play a tune for me. And they did. It was very nice to know. I've just forgot what the name of the tune was. Now the memory's going as well, so there's not much left to go anyway after that's gone. So anyway. we've got to tea time by now, and Mary cooks, always cooks a meal at tea time. Meat of some kind, potatoes, cabbage, and Yorkshire pudding and gravy, which I enjoy. I really enjoy that. After tea, settle down again. And usually on Five Light radio, there's a sporting occasion, a football match or hockey match or a cricket match, and I can settle down and listen to that in the evening, and it's very interesting. But meanwhile, I have to have another nebulizer as I'm running short of breath again, and I'll get that done, and I can settle down again. But this time the nebulizer's downstairs, and Kathy doesn't have to run about with it. I just find my way to it. And it's funny. And about 7 o'clock, time for another drink. And meanwhile, I've took about 20 tablets throughout the day. Mary's a bit off, forever saying it's time for the tablets, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. In fact, I ask from time to get fed up of seeing her. I think to myself, throw them away, Mary, for what good they're doing. Anyway, then, we get over it. And come 7 o'clock, I'm getting a bit tired then. But I stick it out till 8:30, listening to something, football or something. And then at 8:45, I have a final nebulizer. That'll take me through to sleep time. Take 2 sleeping tablets. And by 9 o'clock, I'm fast away to sleep. And I stay like that till morning. And that's the end of a perfect day. Funny, but that it is. What more can I do? Jono.